Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Looking for the perfect First Communion, Confirmation, or RCIA gift? Consider a beautiful, heirloom quality, made-in-Italy rosary from Ghirelli. A Ghirelli rosary will be prayed with and cherished forever, guaranteed. Shop Ghirelli today. That's GHIRELLI.com.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
There. I am delighted that you've chosen to join me today, right now, here on Everyday Spirituality. I, being Marge Steinhag Fenelon, very, very excited to have this podcast opportunity to reach out to you and to, I hope, many, many others. Let me tell you a little bit about me. I don't like to talk about myself too much, but I realize that you're going to want to know, who is this woman talking to you from whatever gizmo it is you're listening on this show called Everyday Spirituality. I'm a wife and mother. I'm a cradle Catholic. I'm an award-winning author and journalist. I've traveled quite a few times for journalism, both assignments and then programs, fellowships and the like. I've gone to the Philippines. I've gone to the Holy Land twice, once to Israel, once to Jordan. Loved it. I can talk about that more in future podcasts. Been to Rome for an international journalist seminar. Very, very blessed by these opportunities. My 10th book has just been released. My 10th book. Can you believe it? 10 books. I am an international speaker and have appeared many, many times on Catholic radio and TV. So that's basically my background, and I think that's really enough to give you. If you'd like to look me up in terms of my writing, definitely check out my website, margefenelon.com. Also there, I have my blog, my personal blog. I also blog for National Catholic Register from time to time. National Catholic Register. I've written for them for many, many years, as well as many other Catholic and secular media outlets. Been in writing and speaking for quite some time. My main focus in all of my writing and all of my speaking is Marian spirituality. That's my main focus. That's my passion. My passion is the Blessed Mother. And why is that? Well, for me personally, the Blessed Mother, Mary is the only mother I have ever known, the only true mother I have ever known. My book, Forgiving Mother, is all about my being raised by an abusive mom and finding in the Blessed Virgin Mary the true mother. It really, in actuality, Mary saved my life and quite literally, my life and my soul. And I feel like I owe her everything, everything, everything I am, everything I have. I owe it to her intercession, and to her motherly love. And so my passion is to spread that and to help others understand her love for them, and to help them to love our Blessed Mother more, because we cannot love her enough. And that'll be a future episode as well, because people fear that we will offend Jesus if we love Mary. And that is just silly. It's just silly. And I want to get into that. But right now, let's talk more about this podcast. What is this thing called everyday spirituality? What am I going to be doing with this podcast? Because you're going to want to know what you're investing in. If you're going to come every week and listen, you want to know what you're going to get. Well, here's what I mean by everyday spirituality. Everyday spirituality is spirituality lived all week long, every day, not just on Sunday, when we go to Mass and we be all holy and love the Lord, and then we go home and we forget all about that. No, everyday spirituality means carrying that throughout the week, throughout our lives. It's also, for me, a very simplified and practical faith. And that's what I talk mostly about. When I'm talking about spirituality, I always come from the angle of joy, inspiration, and simple everyday spirituality. That's what I have on my website. That's the tagline: joy, inspiration, simple everyday spirituality. It's a simplified, practical faith based on Mary's example. Mary's example. What? Why? Well, first of all, she was the first and greatest disciple. She was the first to hear the good news. She was the first to share the good news. And she's the greatest disciple because no one follows Mary. Well, I said it backwards. No one follows Jesus more intimately, more devotedly, more perfectly than the Blessed Virgin Mary. That makes her the first and greatest disciple. That makes her the best example for us to follow. Men and women alike. Men and women alike. Her holiness is unparalleled. And her purity. Purity, I'm not just talking about her body. I'm talking about her soul, the way she thinks, the way she speaks, the way she lives, the way she, when she was on earth, the way she lived, the way she exists now for us. Look at the various Marian apparitions. Always pure in thought and word and deed. And we'll be getting into that again further on in the podcast. And also Mary's example of trust in divine providence. Trust in divine providence. I would dare to say that there is no one ever, no human being who has ever or ever will exist who will trust in divine providence more perfectly than Mary. Every moment of her life, she was in complete peace and dedication to following God's will. And it wasn't just, you know, that downer kind of, oh, I have to do God's will. But it was really trusting that he was her father and he knew everything and did all for the greater good. So her trust in divine providence. In looking at everyday spirituality, and what that means and how that will play out in future podcasts. There's a little quote, it's a method of living everyday spirituality that I like very much and I repeat to myself often. It's to put our ears to God's heart and our fingers on the pulse of time. put our ears to God's heart and our fingers on the pulse of time. What on earth does that mean? What does it mean? It means to see God in all things and to discern His will as best we can, and as best we can to understand His message, because things don't happen accidentally. Nothing happens accidentally. God is active always in all things, and He is constantly speaking to us through the events of our personal lives, through the events in the lives of the people that we know and love, and definitely in world events. He's speaking to us. And a lot of times we tune that out. We think that it has nothing to do with us, because again, it's that idea of, well, spirituality, our faith only happens on Sundays while we're at Mass. But that's not true. Our spirituality is happening in us, through us, all around us, all of the time. And God is always sending us little messages, guiding us to Himself. And so that's what we're seeking to do with everyday spirituality. We want to see God in all things. We want to stop and think about and take things in, digest and listen to what God is saying to us through the things that happen. And then try to understand what that is. What is His message? What is His message for us, for the world? I can give you an example from Mary's life. So, our Blessed Mother. And that the best example, well, no, because they're all the best, really. But the example I want to give today is the Annunciation. So at the Annunciation, here is Mary, this very simple Jewish girl in her room praying in the quiet of her room. And I've seen it. I've been to the place of the Annunciation, and it is very meager. It is very small and nothing fancy about it at all. Basically, it's like a teeny weeny little cave per se. And there is this girl, and she's praying. She is exercising her devotion to God, totally focused on God and His will. And then this angel appears. So Gabriel appears. And if you could imagine, I would think she would have been pretty surprised, because she was also very unassuming. And she listens to God's messenger. She takes in that message. She listens to what Gabriel had to say and doesn't really speak immediately, but she takes it in, and then she comes back with one question and one question only. And the question is, how will this be? How will this be? Because she had not had relations with any man. So how in the world, when Gabriel asks her to become the mother of God, how in the world is she going to conceive a child without relations with a man? That's the only question she had. Because why? She wasn't doubting God's will. She wasn't trying to negate it or refuse to follow it. She wanted, it's actually the contrary. She wanted to make sure that she understood what was being asked of her so that she could more perfectly follow God's will. So this question of how will this be was for her clarification of what role she was going to play in fulfilling this aspect of God's will. How will this be? And what is her response? What is her response? I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to God's will. So it's immediately surrender. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Yes, He made me. He is in charge of my life. And let it be done the way he wants it to be done. Yes, she gives her yes. We call that her fiat. And then I think, and we don't know this for a fact, but there are instances, there are scripture passages where it says, you know, Mary pondered these things in her heart. So I think that's a good clue as to what she was like in general, not in just those moments that we hear mentioned in scripture passages, but then I would dare say that she meditated on this message and tried to understand what that message meant for her as a young Jewish girl, an unwed young Jewish girl, and what it meant for Joseph. Joseph was her betrothed. At that point, she was betrothed to Joseph already, promised to him. And she had to have wondered how in the world that was going to affect him. And so she tried to understand, you see, what was God's message in this? What was God's message for her, for Joseph, and then, of course, for mankind? Because it was more than just having this child in through the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, in this way that was unheard of in terms of the conception. And then it's not only that, it's the fact that this is God's son, this is the Savior. The Savior has come in her womb. In her womb. Can you imagine that? It just makes me tingle when I think about that, how beautiful that was. So she had to have wondered, she had to have searched to understand, to meditate on what that meant for all of mankind. Then, before then, and then to come, us, you and I, and everybody else who's going to come for all eternity until the end of the world. That moment of Gabriel appearing to Mary will have impact now and forever. That's really something to think about. And you see, now just going back to the introduction of the podcast, Everyday Spirituality, you see, that's perfect. That's a perfect example for us to think about how to approach our own lives. There's a happening. Something is asked of us. There's a message from God. And we need to respond to that, just as Mary did at the Annunciation. And so these are the things that we'll talk about as we move forward with our podcast, my podcast, Everyday Spirituality, because this is what it is. This is true Marian spirituality, to look at things in the manner and attitude of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the first and greatest disciple. Now, I also love to laugh. There will be humor. I definitely will talk about current events, although I don't get too political, but I want always to be looking at what is God saying to us and what is the response that he's asking of us. And joy, primarily joy. There's enough sadness, there's enough anger in the world. What I really strive for is to bring joy to others. And the most joyful thing I can think of is absolutely cozying up to Mary's heart. And what I mean by that is to be very childlike and to learn to love her more and more deeply and to allow her to love us. Now, it sounds kind of weird, I think, because you think someone can love whether you allow them to or not, but I don't think that's true, and especially not true with the love of Mary, because yes, she loves us. She will always love us because we are part of the mystical body We are part of her son. But to allow her to love us, what I mean by that is to open ourselves to her love, to allow her to work in our lives, and to, this is the hardest part, allow ourselves to depend on her love. To depend on her love. You know, we don't like to be dependent on others, generally. We want to be independent. We want to stand on our own. We want to love when we want to love, and we want to not love when we don't want to love, and we want people to love us when we want them to love us, and so on and so forth. But to be dependent, to depend on her love in all things, because it will be there. It'll always be there. But unless we depend on it, we reach for it, we allow her to love us, we still stand alone, and we still miss out on the blessings that come from Mary's motherly love for us. And so I thank you. I thank you for joining me for this podcast. I look forward to future podcasts and spending time with you. If you'd like to learn more about me, you can go to my website, margefenelon.com. Again, margefenelon.com. You can find me on Facebook, Marge Steinhage Fenelon. You can look at my author page, and if you like it, then you'll get lots of notifications about various things going on. You can find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Marge Steinfen. So it's such a long name. I put it all together. At Marge Steinfen. I'm also on Instagram the same way, Marge Steinfen. And please, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think of the podcast. If you have questions, you can email me via my website. There's a contact me tab in the menu. So let me know. Let me know what you'd like to hear in future podcasts. Let me know what you think. So far, I am here for you because, quite frankly, I believe that's God's message to me, to go out and be there for others and help guide them to a deeper love for Mary. So again, this is Marge Steinhage Fenelon, and this is Everyday Spirituality. Thanks so much for listening. Until later.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.